massive delays.
Okay, yeah. Shalom uvracha, Rabbi Said. The topic I'd like to share with you this evening is a topic that I get asked shailas in every now and again. There's normally some frantic husband or wife on the phone, and they say that we had something came up, and we weren't able to light Shabbos Lecht, and we feel terrible about it. We hear there's something about a knas. Do we have to light from now on another candle for the next, you know, could be 100 years, Be'ez Hashem? Is this what we have to do? What are the gedorim? When is it that one does need to do such a thing? When is it that one doesn't? So it's a sugya. The Ramo brings it in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. The Ramo says, Pam achas lahadlik. If a woman forgets, wants to light candles, madlekes kol yomer, gimel neiros. So instead of lighting the normal two that she lights, so then she should light each week, every single week, kol yomer, gimel neiros. Forgets to light, she shochacha, so then each week she has to light an extra candle. If until now she's always lit three, then she has to, for the future light four. If she forgets a few times to light the candles, then each time she has to light another candle. As someone told me, they went into someone's house, they thought, this, what sort of a pyromaniac lives here? There were so many candles, but this lady has a forgetful habit. The husband, each time his wife forgets, they have to put another candle. So, mishum knas, zahira, Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, and part of this was the Mishnah Berurah, that it's a knas, it's a penalty, it's a fine, because you should have been more careful with Kovid Shabbos. And the Prima Godim says it's not just a knas, which is a penalty, a fine, it's also a kaporo. It's an atonement because a person didn't fulfill this mitzvah of Hadlocha Saneiros, Koroyo Chanochin. It's very interesting, Agav, why it is that Dafka for this mitzvah, Midrabonov, Adlokas Haneirus, that here there's a knas which is given by the Ramah. We don't find necessarily in other areas in Halacha that it's written mafurish what the knas is or what the kapara is. Okay, so firstly, if it's an onus, if it was beyond her control, and for that reason she didn't light, so then the Mishnah Berurah explains that she does not have to light another candle the rest of her life. And poskim bring that choili, if a person is ill, so that is considered a knas. And also the Rav Vozna writes in Kovitz Beis Levi Chelik Yudalef Amud Lamed Beis. He says, what happens if the clock is broken? If you have a clock which is broken, and because of that, she thought there was loads and loads of time to go till Shabbos Kodesh. She looks at the clock. Mamish got half an hour to go, and then, you know, people are telling her, Mommy, it's Shabbos already, what am I going to do? So here, the broken clock, so Rav Vozna says, over there, that's considered an onus, and, you know, how often does battery in a clock go already? It can happen, you know, once every few months, or once every few years even, so this is considered an onus. Another example of an onus, and the Shailas Chuvas Be'er Sorim Chelek Hey Siman Ayin Vov, the Piskei Chuvas brings here in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, in the name of Rav Yoshev, is traffic. If a person is stuck in traffic built itself for Iklal, right? Traffic which was really unexpected traffic, right? There's always traffic on a Friday afternoon, but the person was stuck in tremendous traffic, so that would also be considered an onus totally beyond her control, and therefore that would be, if something like that happened, then she wouldn't have to light another candle for the rest of her life. There's an interesting discussion, a machlokes, does this halacha only apply in the olden days, where they didn't have any electric light? So if a person hasn't lit their Shabbos Lecht, then they'd remain in the dark. Maybe it only applies in the olden days. That's what the Ohr Letzion Chelek Beis Perek Yud Ches Yisud Beis says. However, the majority school of thought, the Shevet Halevi and Chelek Hay and Malamud Lahoyel Simon Menvov, all brought in the Piskei Chuvas, they all say that is really not such a good excuse. And even though we do have light in the room, still she didn't light the nearest Lakovat Shabbos, and therefore the Knas still applies. There are a number of shailas which are discussed by the poskim that the Piskei Chuvas comes out lahokel. One of them is a kala. It's her first week. She's only been married a few days. She's not used to lighting the Shabbos neiros. And oy vavoy, she's busy getting dressed for the Sheva brachas, and she realizes that she didn't light her Shabbos lamp the first week. And I'm sure that this has happened numerous occasions to people. They're all, you know, in the air during the Sheva Brachos week, the Gad Savoch anyway. So here, Kala forgot to light Shabbos candles. So this is the Shailas Shuvas Shraga Hameir Chelik Zayin is done over here. Comes out lehokel that it's only the knas really only applies once you've started lighting Shabbos candles already and then you forgot. But here in this particular case he comes out Shemolei Konsu Ela Achas. Maybe the knas only kicks in if she's already been regularly lighting Shabbos candles. Another example that's brought over is if a person oversleeps, they want to have a little shluffy on Erev Shabbos, so they'll have koichus, kovet Shabbos kodesh, and so they have a little shluff on Erev Shabbos, and then they wake up and it's already very, very late. So do they have to, in such a case, does this knas apply? So he comes out over here, depending really on how negligent was the was she by lying down to sleep at that time, depending on how negligent she was. If it's something which was really quite predictable that it should happen, then really the knas should apply. But if it was something that she asked somebody to wake her, or she thought she'd only sleep a short time, and she really ended up sleeping a long time, so then that would be considered like an onus under these sorts of circumstances, and she wouldn't need to light another candle. Now, the poskim bring over here, there's a Shittas Hamaril and a Mata Moshe, and they say that really a person they don't go like this Ramah, that you have to add another candle, but rather, yesh lehoisif bekamos haneshem adlekes kavar. V'day, shetoisif eze ner mitzvah, afilu ner mitzvah acher, she'enishol Shabbos. So they say over here, instead of lighting an extra light each week, so then they can just light a little bit of a longer candle than they used to light, or more oil than they used to put into the neiris. And he brings over here a number of tzedodim lehokel, not to go down so hard on somebody who forgets. He brings over here a prima godim, the kol zeh rak minhag, the deloy lehoisif oleho. And therefore, it seems to be that even though this is an appropriate thing to do, this sort of a knas, but nevertheless, there are tzedodim lehokel. He brings over here, in the Shailas HaTshuvas Melamed Lahoyel, if she has a special candelabra. And the candelabra only has so many branches, right? She's, let's say, got a four-branch candelabra, a six-branch candelabra, and if you're going to be putting more on, ein matim l'shulchan, or because of kovet habrius, that she'll be embarrassed, there'll be busha, that everybody will see that she's made a mistake, she's made a mistake once, because of these reasons for embarrassment, so there's even room to be makel, not to do anything at all. But he says, instead of doing nothing, best is l'hoisif ma'at v'goydel ha'nere, become a sashemen, to try and use longer candles, or he brings from a chidor that instead of lighting extra candles, you can give to a poor woman, neiris l'adloko. That instead of you lighting your candles, an extra candle each week, give to a poor family, and that way there'll be a ribuy and oyer because you've given to this poor family. He says even donating candles to the Beis HaKnesses, or Shem Mekomis Kadoshim, Mekomis Mitzvah, all of these cases are also ways of fulfilling this inyan where there's a knas. Just to conclude, that the Gemara says in Shabbos Chaf Gimel that al yedei a person being rogel b'ner, there's zoyche lebonim talmidei chachomim, and it's a very auspicious time of tefillah. At this time, it's time of giving tzedakah as well. And he brings over here a segula that after hadlokas haneiros, if a person is having issues with chinuch habonim or trying to have bonim, there's a Indian over here to say the haftarah of the Yom Rishon of Rosh Hashanah from Shmuel Aleph Perik Beis until it says Vayom Kerem Mishichoy. This is a segula over here in chinuch habonim, and bichlal hadlokas haneiros is a big segula for chinuch habonim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be having lonu. Abonim Talmidei Chachomim Be'ez Hashem, we should be careful and be zeicha not to forget to light and not to forget other important things as well, Be'ez Hashem.